Candidate Profiles. Ngā pōtitanga a Rohi 2025 Local Body Elections 2025. Voting closes at 12 noon Saturday, the 11th of October 2025. Pukehinau Lambton General Ward. Producer's note, this document contains the candidate profile taken from the candidate profile booklet for this ward. All care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in te reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Disclaimer. This candidate directory has been compiled under the Local Electoral Act 2001. The Act provides that an electoral officer is not required to verify or investigate any information included in candidate profile statements and is not responsible for the accuracy of the information contained in such statements. Afnan L. Rubai, Labour. My principal place of residence is in the Pukehinau Lambton General Ward area. We need a city built for people, with communities shaping decisions, not just responding to them. I'm committed to creating a city where people can build a future with good jobs, decent housing, and opportunities to thrive. Wellington needs to make serious progress on housing, transport, climate, infrastructure, and fixing the pipes. We need to keep community facilities open. We need a city we can afford. These are my priorities. But to achieve all those things, we need a refreshed and constructive council that really listens. I'm a public servant with a background in NGO governance and grassroots community organising. I came to Wellington as a refugee, grew up in public housing, and now rent in the heart of the city. Because of these experiences, I stand for inclusive, community-led change. Please consider voting for Afnan L. Rubai. Number one, for a council that listens and for a bold, fair future built together. Rodney Barber, Independent for Public Value. My principal place of residence is not in the Pukehinau Lambton General Ward area. Rodney is a respected social entrepreneur, community leader and former Treasury official committed to building thriving, resilient and connected communities. He brings deep experience partnering with governments and communities to strengthen investment decisions and deliver real results. He's chair of the Aotearoa Community Resilience Network, an IMF advisor and a chartered accountant. He also leads Barber Associates, coaching public leaders in his Better Decisions, Better Outcomes, BDBO, framework, at www.barberassociates.org, based on global best practice like the HM Treasury's 5-case model. Rodney isn't just about systems, he's about people. In Newlands, he helped launch a grassroots model to boost resilience, improve coordination, and empower local voices, a model he believes can work citywide. He's standing for council to put improved decision-making into action and to champion a Wellington built on smart investment and stronger communities. Contact him at rodneybarbernz@gmail.org or 027 478 8061. Tony DiLorenzo, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pukehinau Lambton General Ward area. I love living in Wellington, but we can do better. Infrastructure is a key issue, and this will need a professional, not a political approach. This is why I am running as an independent. My goal is to do what is best for Wellington and not for personal or political agendas. It is time to have people who are prepared to fight for the entire city. We need to be a place that says yes to innovation and celebrates what this magnificent city has to offer. Through helping at community groups and working in my own business, I have shown myself to be someone who gets things done and have demonstrated strong financial responsibility. I am well qualified to make a meaningful contribution to the city and prepared to give this role the time Wellington deserves. Zan Ray Giao, Residence, Only Voting. My principal place of residence is in the Pukehinau Lambton General Ward area. This is my third time standing and second time calling for residents-only voting in Wellington. One of the essential components of achieving an effective council is the residents' ability to vote in or out the candidates they think will bring effectiveness to the city. This component has been somewhat taken away from the residents by the Wellington's short-term residents, around 40,000 of public sector staff, tertiary students and other short-term residents. If and when this population votes, it will create skewed election results which will not be the reflection of the long-time residents. For hard evidence, we need to look at how stable the Wellington's electoral roll has been. Only Electoral Commission can reproduce this evidence, but electoral roll stability has never been a general consideration and thus not available. There is already a provision for voters who are out of their home electorate or overseas to cast special votes. David Lee. Let's get Wellington working. My principal place of residence is not in the Pukihinau Lambton General Ward area. I'm an experienced governor, entrepreneur and urban planner. I've served with integrity and pragmatism on both city and regional councils, and I'm standing in Lambton Ward, the heart of Wellington. That heart isn't working. In the last 6 years, the city's debt has more than quadrupled to $2.1 billion. Yet basic services are being neglected, and ratepayers are paying more without seeing real results. Wellington needs a reset. I offer disciplined, professional leadership focused on fixing core infrastructure, restoring trust and getting back to basic. That includes deferring costly projects like the Golden Mile revamp until we can afford them and until they make sense. I know how to deliver. My background in urban planning and business is about turning good ideas into action and cutting through the noise to get things done. It's time to put the city first again. Let's get Wellington working, starting with the essentials. Teal Mull. My principal place of residence is in the Pukihinau Lambton General Ward area. I'm standing for Wellington City Council because I believe in common sense, accountability and action. Our city faces serious challenges, from high rates and council debt to empty shops, broken water pipes and footpaths. It's time for responsible spending that delivers real value, not waste. I bring the perspective of a small business owner and local resident who understands the importance of making every dollar count. I want to bring life back to our city centre, support local businesses and restore pride in our public spaces and services. I believe councillors should listen more and talk less, so I'll always be available to residents and ready to work across the political divide to get things done. My approach is simple. Strong local engagement, practical decisions and financial responsibility. Let's make Wellington a place we're proud to call home. Dan Millwood, Independent, go forward with Millwood. My principal place of residence is not in the Pukihinau Lambton General Ward area. Wellington needs a reset, a safer city with better access that supports local businesses and puts its ratepayers first. That shouldn't be a big ask. My background is in creative and startup technologies where innovation, good governance, leadership, communication and collaboration deliver results. I also know how to create great things from tiny budgets. My EdTech products have been used by millions of students around the world, and now I want to bring my business savvy, future-focused mindset to the council to help solve some of Wellington's biggest challenges. I love this city. I was raised here and I'm now raising my family here. I believe my skills, mindset and business acumen can add real value to the council. It's time to get back to basics, fix up the essentials and work back to the future. Vote Dan Millwood, number 1, Pukihinau, Lambton Ward, www.danmillwood.com. Geordie Rogers, Green Party. My principal place of residence is in the Pukihinau, Lambton General Ward area. I'm proud to have been your city councillor for the last year making real progress for Wellington. But we have more to do to build the affordable, livable and climate resilient city we deserve. We can't fix Wellington by going back to the way things were. Our city can have more affordable housing, fast and frequent public transport, resilient public infrastructure and an inner city everyone can enjoy. In my first year as your councillor, I've secured 183 affordable homes with 500 more on the way, tripled investment in our critical water infrastructure and decarbonised our pools to save the climate and ratepayers $10 million. This is just the beginning. With your support, I will work tirelessly on council for your future in Wellington to be thriving, sustainable and fair. For a vibrant city everyone can afford, vote number 1, Geordie Rogers. Tim Ward. My principal place of residence is in the Pukehinau Lambton General Ward area. Let's build a Wellington that works and feels like home. Wellington faces a severe infrastructure deficit and rates are rising. We need spending that delivers on pipes, housing and public spaces, but also on the soul of our city. My 30 plus years building iconic venues like Matterhorn and San Fran taught me how to navigate council regulation, manage tight budgets and deliver under pressure. The arts aren't a luxury, they are our competitive edge, driving foot traffic, jobs and civic pride. We can fix the foundations and keep our soul. If I am elected, you'll see safer streets, faster consents and a city that backs its doers. I'll fight to cut the red tape that stifles progress, ensure that our council listens and invests with purpose. So Wellington remains somewhere you can afford to live and still love to live in. Stuart Wong. Independent Together. Vote for IT. My principal place of residence is in the Pukehinau Lambton General Ward area. I live in the heart of this beautiful city. I've run a successful family business for over 40 years and will care for this city like it's my own business. I'm a hard worker and I'll work for you and with you. I stand with the Independent Together vote for IT Group as real change requires a majority around the council table. As real change requires a majority around the council table. Our team will ease the financial burden on ratepayers and renters. We will cut wasteful spending, restore access for all, and stop unnecessary projects that the city cannot afford. We will work towards a zero rates increase and get the council to stick to core priorities while protecting suburban community assets like parks, pools, and halls. We'll keep party politics out. To guarantee real positive change and to keep Wellington affordable for future generations, vote for me and the other candidates from Independent Together. Vote for IT. www.voteforit.nz. Nicola Young. Independent for an affordable city. My principal place of residence is in the Pukehinau Lambton General Ward area. Wellington needs to be vibrant and affordable, with council delivering core services well. I'm a proud Wellingtonian, born, raised and educated here, and started my career as a journalist at the Evening Post. As an independent and liberal councillor, I have focused on Wellington, not party politics, responding to the community and championing issues that deliver value. Our rates are forecast to double in the next term, on top of eye-watering increases already causing financial stress. I've consistently opposed irresponsible borrowing and wasteful spending, yet I'm pragmatic about working with colleagues across the political divide to get things done without the petty politics that make residents despair. I worked with Labor councillors to stop the Wellington Airport sell-off as the proceeds would have been squandered, and I successfully blocked millions of dollars of corporate welfare for NASDAQ-listed Reading International. Please vote for me at number 1.